2006年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Hey Bianca, did you know that Anthony is moving to Seattle? He won't be working with us after this week.
Really? Why is he moving? Was he transferred?
Actually, he found another job. He's really happy about it.
Wow! Well, I hope he's here today because I want him to come and talk with me about his sales report. Question: What does Bianca want Anthony to do?Number 2. Andy, I heard from Billy's mother that your French teacher is leaving school soon. Why is that?
Mrs. Baker is having a baby boy next month, Mom. We're getting a new teacher.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. But at the same time, it's too bad that she won't be able to teach us anymore.
Question. What will Mrs. Baker do soon?Number 3. Hello?
Hi, Cindy. This is Brent. You're finally home. I've been trying to reach you all day.
Sorry, I was at the library studying for the math test tomorrow.
Actually, I was going to ask if we could do that together at the coffee shop, but I guess you're already done.
Well, I can always study more.Let's meet at the coffee shop at 7 o'clock. Question. What does Brent want Cindy to do? Number 4. Honey, did you get the groceries I asked you to buy on your way home from work?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Jane. I forgot again.
What? This is the third time this week.Do we have to go out for dinner again this evening?
Okay, I'll go to the store now. I promise I'll remember next time.
Question. What was the man supposed to do? Number 5.
Excuse me, waitress. I just went to the restroom, but when I got back to my table, my bag was gone. I think it was stolen.
I'm very sorry, sir. What does it look like?
It's a black business bag. It had a gift for my mother inside. Do you think I should call the police?
I'll ask the staff first. Maybe one of them has moved it to the coat room. Question. What does the man think happened to his bag? Number 6.
Hey, Akiko.Jumbo.
What? Is that Spanish?
No. Didn't Mr. Hennessy teach your class that phrase while you were studying African history? It means hello in the Swahili language.
Oh, well, no. Mr. Hennessy didn't teach us that. Question. What are the boy and girl talking about? Number 7.
This restaurant is great. The food is wonderful, and the service has been very good so far. How's your roast duck?
It's really good. But even more than the food and service, I like the music. I wish more restaurants had live music.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and I heard that they have special discounts for people on their birthdays. We should celebrate yours here next month.
I'd like that. Let's make a reservation for it tonight. Question. What does the woman like most about the restaurant? Number 8.
Hi, I bought this digital camera here the other day, but I'd like to return it, please.
Do you mind if I ask what's wrong with it?
Well, nothing is really wrong with it. It's just that my wife gave me the exact same model for my birthday yesterday.
Okay, I'll need the receipt in order to give you your money back. Question. Why does the man want to return the camera? Number 9.
Hello, Chuck's Windows. How may I help you?
Hi. My son just threw a baseball through our kitchen window. I was wondering if you could put a new one in.
Certainly. I can come and take a look at it this afternoon. Could I have your name and address, please?
Sure. It's Aaron Johnson at 51 Long Street. Question. Why is Aaron Johnson making this call? Number 10. Hey, Joe, do you want to go bowling after school?
Yeah, Julia, that would be fun. But I have to go home first and feed my dog. My mom gets angry if I do it late at night.
No problem. Let's meet outside the station at 5.
Okay. Maybe we can get something to eat before we go bowling.
Question. What will Joe do first? Number 11.
Janet, have you seen my glasses? I thought I left them next to the phone on my desk yesterday, but they're not there.
I haven't seen them, Fred. Maybe you left them in the meeting room.
No, I already looked there. I wonder where I could have put them.
Maybe you should ask the cleaning lady. She might have found them while she was cleaning this morning. Question. What is Fred's problem? Number 12. There's an open space, Brad. Let's park there.
But Carly, it's so far from the concert hall, and the concert's going to start soon.
Well, we'll be really late if we keep driving around.
Oh, all right. Next time, we should probably just take a taxi.
Question. What are Carly and Brad doing? Number 13.
Excuse me, I have two coupons for your store, one for cherries and one for steaks. Can I use them today?
Yes, but you can only use one coupon per visit, sir.
Oh, so I guess I have to choose which one I want the discount on today.
That's right. Question. What is one thing the man learns at the store? Number 14. Brandon, why weren't you in school yesterday? You were supposed to hand in your history assignment.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Hyde. I felt terrible when I woke up, so my mom made me stay home and rest.
Well, I hope you're better today. Do you have your assignment for me?
Yes. Here you are. Sorry it's late.
Question. Why was Brandon absent from school yesterday? Number 15.
Hey, Isabel, will you stop talking while we're watching the DVD? It's pretty disturbing.
But I can't help it. This is my favorite part of the movie. Wait until you see what happens next.
I know you've seen it before, but I haven't. Now I'm going to have to rewind the DVD and watch this scene again.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I'll let you concentrate. Question. What does Jerry want Isabel to do?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。 問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
One day, Karen was standing in a long line to buy a ticket for her favorite ballet. When she got to the front of the line, however, she was told that the man just before her had bought the last ticket. Karen was very upset. She made up her mind to go and buy a ticket earlier next time. Question: Why was Karen upset?Number 17.
Attention, please. This announcement is for William Price, a passenger flying to Orlando on Western Air. Please return to the souvenir store near Gate 10. You dropped your boarding pass in the store. I repeat, William Price, please go back to the souvenir store near Gate 10 to collect your boarding pass. Thank you.
Question. Why is this announcement being made?Number 18. Sarah spent the weekend doing her homework. She had planned to go to the zoo on Sunday with her boyfriend Pete. But she realized that she wouldn't be able to go because her homework was taking so long. When Sarah called Pete on Saturday to tell him, he was disappointed. But Pete understood when Sarah explained the problem. They decided to go to a movie the following Friday evening instead.Question. Why did Sarah call Pete on Saturday? Number 19.
The fruit called the cranberry is often used in drinks and jams. Scientists in the United States recently found that cranberries contain a chemical that stops bacteria from sticking to teeth.They showed that drinking cranberry juice may improve people's dental health. However, eating too much cranberry jam is a bad idea because it contains a lot of sugar.
Question: What did the scientists learn? Number 20. Rachel and her friends love to read, but their school library doesn't have many books.Last month, they decided to raise some money for the library. They collected old clothes from their families and sold them outside their houses. They were able to make enough money to buy 30 new books. Rachel was glad that they were able to do something to help their school. Question: What did Rachel and her friends do last month?Number 21.
Michael went to the beach with his parents last Saturday. There was a surf school at the beach, and Michael decided to take a lesson. He had never been surfing before, and he was surprised by how difficult it was. As soon as he tried to stand up on the surfboard, he fell back into the water. Michael found it frustrating at first, but with the instructor's help, he gradually got better.
Question. Why did Michael feel frustrated at first? Number 22. One of the most famous leaders in Russian history was Peter the Great. He ruled the country from 1682 until 1725. Peter the Great wanted to make Russia as strong and modern as countries like England and France.In order to do this, he sent young people to Western Europe to study science and engineering. He even forced men to shave off their beards and wear Western clothing. Question: Why did Peter the Great send people to Western Europe? Number 23.
In many countries, it is the custom for people attending weddings to give a gift to the bride and groom. Before the wedding, the couple prepares a list of gifts that they would like. Guests can then choose a gift to buy from the list. Recently, many department stores have developed websites that allow couples to display a gift list to their wedding guests.
Question: What can couples put on many department stores' websites? Number 24. You're listening to WMS Radio. We're giving away a fantastic trip for two people to Hawaii. Sometime this afternoon, we're going to play Second Chance, the new song by Mary Monckton. As soon as you hear that song, call us here at the station. The first person to call will win the trip to Hawaii. Good luck, and keep listening to WMS Radio. Question: What do listeners have to do to win the trip to Hawaii? Number 25.
On many ponds and lakes, you can see insects called water striders. These insects have six long, thin legs. The two front legs are used to get food. The four back ones have tiny hairs on them that hold bubbles of air. These four legs allow water striders to walk on the surface of the water.
Question: Why are water striders able to walk on water? Number 26. Tom is studying Italian at college. Every week, his professor gives his class an Italian newspaper article to read and translate into English. Unfortunately, the articles that his professor chooses often have many difficult words, and Tom sometimes finds them boring. Recently, however, Tom has started reading articles on Italian websites. His favorite site is about soccer. Now Tom can practice his Italian by reading about something he likes. Question: What has Tom started doing recently? Number 27.
Victoria asked her parents for a cell phone for her birthday, but they said she couldn't have one until her grades got better. Victoria started studying harder for school, and her test scores have improved a little already. She'll receive her report card next month, and she hopes she can get a cell phone then.
Question: What does Victoria have to do to get a cell phone? Number 28. Trevor has a college friend from Thailand named Aaron. Last winter, they went to Thailand together for 2 weeks. Aaron took Trevor to some famous places and taught him about Thai culture. They stayed with Aaron's parents, but Trevor felt sad that he wasn't able to talk with them. Trevor couldn't speak Thai, and Aaron's parents couldn't speak English. After Trevor returned home, he started taking Thai lessons. Question: Why did Trevor feel sad in Thailand? Number 29.
Welcome to Southbridge Art Gallery. Tickets for the special exhibition of 18th century French art can be bought at the ticket office near the main gate. The exhibition is crowded right now, so we would like to encourage visitors to spend some time outside in the Rose Garden first. Entrance to the Rose Garden is free. Thank you.
Question: What does the speaker say about the Rose Garden? Number 30. Richard and Oliver are college students. They want to go to Europe together during their vacation next year, and now they are trying to save money for the trip. One way they are doing this is by not getting their hair cut at the barber shop. Instead, they cut each other's hair at Oliver's apartment. Question: What are Richard and Oliver doing?
では、時間です。 筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。